or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, Alex Jones here, coming to you live from Arizona, Northern Arizona. It is, of course, the 18th day of November, 2011, on this live Friday edition, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. I am coming to you via video Skype again from Arizona, where I am traveling through the Southwest until I get back next Wednesday. Kind of retracing some of the places I went to and some places I didn't go to back in 1997 to see what the United Nations Biosphere World Heritage Site takeover has basically metastasized into. I was at the Carlsbad Cavern National Park yesterday and ran into a cornucopia of Big Brother activities. In fact, it was an orgy of control freakism and anti-human global indoctrination with now the National Park Rangers festooned with firearms and tasers walking around like it's a supermax prison with their eyes in slits, just literally thinking that terrorists are under every table. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Aaron Dykes is going to be riding shotgun with us and bringing in the latest news as it breaks. Obviously, throughout the week, we've been having Gerald Celente on because of MF Global. I was watching CNBC just about an hour ago, and they had the anchor there at the desk, a male gentleman. I meant to write down his name, but didn't have time. I think they were calling him Jamie something. And, of course, they had the attractive Asian young lady who's on in the morning, along with Kramer and one other person. And the host, who was anchoring to the people out on Wall Street, Kramer and the other people, he was saying that it looks like this MF Global is some type of theft and crime, and that now the $600 million that they claimed they knew where it was, now it's gone, and this is sending the markets down. And then they cut back to Kramer and the other talking heads, and they were like, no, this is not a big deal. This is not illegal. I'm sure it's just an accident. And about 5 minutes later, the other anchor host said, yes, it's no big deal. It's just rumors, nothing to them. You could tell somebody had popped into his ear and told him, do not say this is destroying God. Do not say people don't like being swindled. And they cut back to the female anchor, field anchor, and she's like, yes, this just happens when you're involved in commodities. No big deal. Of course, Celente's been in it since the early 70s. I've made a novice study of it. This was money in his what's the term they use? Segregated account. It's like a bank account. And they took it. And they took 33,000 other people's money. He won't say how much it is above 100,000, but it's a lot more than 100,000. Now, Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun with us. We've got a lot of other news. Everything is coming to a head right now. But this MF Global situation is huge. So Celente is joining us in T-minus 26 minutes from now. And we've also got huge, huge attacks on the First Amendment and the Internet. That bill is moving through Congress right now. That's a red alert situation, that so-called copyright bill. No judge, no jury. They just take your website down and blacklist you from the Internet. ECB riots against the European Central Bank begin in Italy as globalist Super Mario forces austerity. Raise the taxes, cut the benefits, raid the pension funds, pay it all to the mega banks. Herman Cain, we've got a report here, The Whore of Babylon by Patrick Henningsen, one of our great writers. Russian warships enter Syrian waters to prevent NATO attack. Huge developments on that front. And we've also got reports that the Germans, through the Euro, are trying to block, now get this, we'll come back with Aaron, are trying to block the Brits, or people in the UK generally, from being able to vote on being brought into the new EU dictatorship. It's all coming up with Alex Jones, Aaron Dykes, Gerald Celente, and more. Stay with us.
T Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. I'm Alex Jones reporting on the road here in northern Arizona on the United Nations globalist takeover of our national parks and other public lands. I'm retracing some of the steps that I was on 14 years ago when I made America destroyed by design. We've been shooting a lot of high-def video of what's happened. And when I get back to Austin next week, we'll have that for the nightly news and for the syndicated radio transmission that you're tuned into right now. In the meantime, via my iPhone, I filed a report from Carlsbad Caverns yesterday where it was a out-of-control police state exercise, and I think that in a few years, if this doesn't stop, the national parks will be like entering an airport with the TSA. I saw the national park rangers, some of them wearing firearms and tasers, walking around with their arms out like they were tough guys, questioning everyone. They would come over and talk to you and others. It wasn't just us. I thought they knew who I was at first. That wasn't what it was, and they were singling me out. Turned out they were interrogating everybody. But that's just normal now in America, like when you go rent a car, get a hotel room. If they're part of Patriot Act compliance, you get 20 questions. So I'm going to be breaking some of that down later today. Gerald Celente is going to be joining us coming up here in about 22 minutes from now. A top trends forecaster who had over six figures, over $100,000 taken out of his private account. Reuters, AP, they've all admitted that it basically is a type of theft. If it turns out it was done on purpose and if they don't return it at MF Global, And they're admitting that these were segregated accounts. These were, this was money he'd made in the market, money he'd invested and then made in gold futures, and that it was then his money. And they've taken other cash accounts from people as well. 33,000+ MF Global bought the trading firm that he'd been trading with and using since the early 70s. And he's never seen anything like this. And I was watching MSNBC this morning, just an hour and a half ago or so, and they had the host there anchoring it, talking to the three reporters, Cramer and two other people, on the ground at the New York Stock Exchange. And he was saying, well, what's driving down the market right now, the intel we're getting is there's no confidence now in the government. There's no confidence now in these companies, especially in futures. That's why the markets are going down. We thought that the bankruptcy of MF Global hadn't signaled a new Bear Stearns or type situation in 2008. But now that the money's missing, they said that they had just misplaced it. Now they won't say where it went. This is destroying confidence. And this is, well, really theft. That's what this is. This is theft. And then he throws it. And I meant to write down his name, but couldn't find a pen here in the hotel room. He throws it to Cramer and the attractive woman and the other guy, and they just all say, no, it's perfectly fine. It's no big deal. It's all just an accident. Perfectly reasonable. And then about 5 minutes later, I'm sitting there reading the newspaper, surfing the web, getting ready for the show, doing research. And he goes, oh, just to be clear, there's nothing to the rumors that the money was stolen. No one knows where it is, but it's no big deal. Quite normal. No big deal. He didn't correct himself. He just retracted everything by what he said 5 minutes later. So somebody got in his ear after the break and said, you listen here, buddy. And again, I'm not watching many of these financial shows. I've been on the road shooting video, doing interviews with locals, really learning a lot about what's happening out here out west. What spurred me to want to do this trip, about 6 months ago, my parents went out to Montana and Wyoming and visited family, friends, fellow patriots. And they've just talked about how the government's trying to encroach there and the things that are happening. So I figured I'd come back out west. And I'm not going to say the other national parks and places I'm going in the next 4 days because I don't want them to be waiting for me. You know, I wanted to go to Carlsbad Caverns, be friendly, be nice, have my wife, have my children. Richard's with us, helping with the technical stuff. And I want to just come in all friendly and nice and see what it was like. And I've been to Carlsbad Caverns 4 times before this, and it's really a big police state now. Now, tying in to Gerald Celente coming up, we're about to get some other news and some recaps of some of the stuff we already mentioned, and get Aaron Dykes' take, who's riding shotgun with us throughout the 3 hours today, and I certainly appreciate the fantastic job he did and the crew did yesterday with that in-depth breakdown of the censorship of the proof of FEMA camps in America, and also the fact that they're hiding geoengineering, terraforming, chemtrailing in plain view. Amazing job with Aaron Dykes, but I wanted to go over some of the news here. Sprint launches soon-to-be mandatory emergency alert messages. We told you years ago this was coming. Government said they're going to do it. They're going to commandeer your computer, your cell phone. Jumbotrons will be everywhere in public. License plates will be digital that will flash images and alerts. Cell phones will be mandatory in all new cars, and we'll listen to you inside your car. How do I know all this is coming? And of course, much of it has now happened because I read the government documents. Homeland Security 3 years ago was actually entertaining and recommending to Congress and the federal government that they get funding to pilot taser bracelets on everyone getting on planes. This is beyond Orwell. Okay, I know what's coming because I saw the federal purchase orders for Austin alone in 1998 for $844,000 in microphones hidden in lampposts. Then I learned it went nationwide in the last 12 years or so, 13 years. Now they're announcing it to the slaves. We know what we're talking about. Some people are experts on football or acting trendy or, I don't know, acting tough or whatever the general public does. I'm actually into the real world. I'm actually into science, quantum mechanics. I'm into literature, history, astronomy, not because I think it's trendy and cool to be into that. I'm really into giant gas giants exploding and huge coronal mass ejections and gigantic star cluster formations that Hubble telescope has photographed. I want to know the secrets of the universe in my limited consciousness, my tiny time to be alive. I don't want to be filled full of Madison Avenue crud as they sell us slavery. And because I've made a 20-year study, almost 17 years, it'll be 17 years in February, on air, on Access TV and then AM and FM, and now today XM, close to 100 AM and FM stations, global shortwave, all of it. I want to infect others with my love of life and that curiosity and that creative spirit that is the creative drive of humanity. You're either creative or you're destructive. You're either into love and building and strength, or you're into destruction and death. And all of us have both sides of that in us. But it's what side do we reach for? I reach for the light. I reach for the good. I reach for the truth, no matter what comes of all of this. Now, huge developments are taking place, and I'll get into this once Salente is on with us, and then more later with Aaron. We're going to open the phones up in the second and third hour. You may have Kaiser and Tarpley popping in from Syria. He wanted to come on today. He's there reporting, but we're unable to get a hold of him, and he's also been in zones where snipers are firing on people. Very, very brave to be facing up to the CIA slash Mossad slash Wahhabi Saudi Arabian terror forces that are there on the ground. But Russian warships enter Syrian waters to prevent NATO attack. So we're going to be breaking that down. We're not saying Syria is good either. The point is, this is all part of a globalist plan. But the big news is there's riots all over Europe as they announce, we're taking part of your pension fund. We're raising your taxes. Well, that'll bankrupt my restaurant, my hotel, my business. Sorry, too bad. It's got to be paid to the bankers. You've got to go into slavery to them because they created the debt. And now there's another report up that I want to go to, and that's Germany's secret plan to derail British referendum on the EU. That's London Telegraph, who's also reporting on the globalists admitting they're technocratic dictators. And in the report, they talk about what Lord Monckton and Nigel Farage, your British member of EU Parliament, have talked about. 75% or more of the laws are not even made by the countries. And England never voted to be part of this, but they're under it. 75%+. Well, now here's the headline. Germany's secret plan to derail British referendum on the EU. What has the British traitorous, and he is a traitor, Prime Minister said? He said, I will block the people of the UK being able, Mr. Cameron has said, I will block them being able to vote on this. I will block them from being able to vote on being totally brought into the euro and having no power, and the euro can raise their taxes whatever they want and send that money wherever they want to all the Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan bankers who literally are in every power position of every country over there and over the European Union technocratic bureaucracy. Aaron Dykes, give us your take on this in a few minutes before break and tell us the news you've got coming up on the other side.
Well, Alex, obviously I am pretty alarmed about the situation in Italy because it's an out-and-out Bilderberg steering member, somebody who's been on the list as far back as I can trace what's going on Bilderberg from my own perspective, and that's Mario Monti. And, of course, they always have these ready-to-go nicknames, Super Mario, like he's going to save everyone. And he's just openly bringing in all these technocrats. I love Gerald Celente's quote from a few days ago that a technocrat's just a bureaucrat who knows how to cook the books, Alex. And then even more alarming are the details in this Telegraph article about Merkel's plan to really bring to power this new fund, which they openly say in the article will have the power to take ailing countries into receivership and run their economies. So it's a
Sure, that's always the cover. It's always, oh, it's a bailout for the banks, $887 billion. Then you learn it's a blank check for the banks to take over the U.S. Now the Super Congress is making all the major laws. Bills don't originate in the House from individual members, as they've done for 200-plus years. Everything is being overwritten.
Alex, Obama's not even signing his own bills now. He's using a, quote, auto pen, some kind of copied signature while he's away on business. Have you seen this?
Yes, it's incredible. And expanding on this here, and we'll come back and get into more of this, of the rioting happening in Europe. I want the listeners to think about the magnitude of this. They're talking about it being a new euro bond to get them out of trouble. But in the agreement for the bond, the nations waive all their rights in perpetuity. And the UK, who never even entered it to begin with, can't even get a vote on it. This is a financial military takeover. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Dykes, straight ahead. It's so exciting what's happening. I mean, it's horrifying, but it's still very, very exciting.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Cato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Wow, where are all those people over the last 50 years that made fun of all these military officers, government agents, and others at first who came out and warned that there was a global financial takeover happening by giant financial institutions that wanted to destroy free market capitalism and bring in a crony system where the general public lives in a communal kind of Soviet model, but the globalists are offshore and exempt from it all, and siphon the money off to themselves. And then again, for 16 plus years, I've told people, Bank of the World's coming. They'll bankrupt the major regions, the Euro, the North American Union, then the Asian Union, and then say, oh, this is a terrible crisis. The answer is a mega union. and we're entering the next to final phase now in the establishment of this. And once they have the global government in, they can then, in an orchestrated fashion, shut down the countries even more, cut off your resources. As they've said in their Plandopolis productions, they even show British schoolchildren. This is a post-industrial world by design to make you absolutely poor slaves that cannot resist. Then they'll say, get sterilized, give you welfare. Get government approval to have kids. All of this is coming in. This is all a public blueprint. We cover it in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Aaron, go back to the magnitude. I mean, they're even calling this, in Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, a banking dictatorship, a Goldman Sachs global coup. They're now taking our exact terms we've been using for many, many years, because that's what it is. We didn't just hit the center of the dartboard. We were like Robin Hood, splitting the arrow with another arrow, and then splitting it again and again and again and again. Now, how did we do this? Because we aren't smart. Because we care. We learned history, and we know the globalist handbook. It's like if I go to a play, and it's got a big, thick breakdown or program. That's why it's called a program. Oh, here's your program. You know who's coming up next. You know who's going to sing. You know who's playing who. And you're like, oh, they're about to start the third act. Oh, this is a Shakespearean event. Aaron Dykes, you got the floor.
I mean, I agree. And, you know, groups like the Bilderberg have planned the European Union for more than 50 years, and they always hinged on these embryonic plans. They knew they couldn't open the gates with a full union, so they started with the coal and other industrial, you know, common pool treaties, getting the groups together, and now they've progressed to this stage where it is openly a total banking takeover. And I agree. It's right here in the articles. They totally admit that's what it is. They're going to put these countries into receivership and completely run them. And you can see where, even if socialism isn't advisable, it's become the trend in many of these small European countries. The people are used to it. And all those social benefits they've come to depend on will be just run by bankers. So they'll say no, whatever.
And again, in Europe, they're taking around 70% of people's money, even poor people. And then they bring in the foreigners to basically be the political bloc, who are on total welfare in many cases, to outvote the domestic groups. This is the Balkanization plan. That's why they always want to get the states here in more debt with unfunded mandates. It's all about bringing us to this implosion point.
Exactly. And if you were going to have these socialist systems, it makes sense in those smaller countries where you have some accountability. Now there's no accountability whatsoever. And they're openly using these austerity measures and going to loot the pension funds. And who knows what's going to happen to the people in these countries. But obviously the countries themselves are going to be going into one form or another of bankruptcy. And the banks are openly running the whole thing. I mean, Mario Monti is a very naked example of that, Alex.
Well, also, don't forget, they've militarized everything in the last 15 years. As soon as Europe got rid of rules on investment banks getting into general banking, as soon as they got rid of it here, this is the exact thing that's been done in Argentina and other countries. This is an exact plan. It was done in Japan. They've been in a 15-year recession, really a depression. This is all about a consolidation. That's why we were able to call it. The globalists admit it was a premeditated consolidation. And now they admit, you know, Denver's got TV ads and manuals saying, don't even trust your best friend. They're probably a terrorist. What's a terrorist? They don't like the Federal Reserve. A terrorist is a real American or a real European or a real Mexican or a real Chinese, anybody, no matter where you are in the world, who recognizes that globalism is a banker corporate takeover crime syndicate run by eugenicists. It's not just corporations taking over the world and, oh, they'll be our rulers. That's bad enough. These are psycho control freaks who cared enough about killing the majority of us to spend decades getting control. This is their religion. World government is only the means to the end. The real party starts once they've got the real power and start shutting off the resources. Then the extermination begins. Then the giant regional wars with a few areas they haven't taken over starts. This is red level emergency. Red level emergency. The New World Order is here exactly as we told you it would be. Do you want to see the next phases come through? Do you hear me? This is a Mayday emergency situation. I'm Alex Jones with Aaron Dykes, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satanshow.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born,
into this world
we're thrown.
Thank you for joining us. Gerald Celente is going to be our guest the next 30 minutes. We had him on 2 days ago on the radio show. And now, of course, last night he joined us for InfoWars Nightly News that Rob Dew hosted and did a great job along with the crew producing. I was watching CNBC this morning, and the host who was anchoring it went to Jim Cramer and two other field reporters who were in the New York Stock Exchange. And the anchor host, I think they said his name was Jamie, I forget his last name, but this was on about 2-3 hours ago. He said on there, the markets are going down because of MF Global, not because of the bankruptcy, but because first we were told the money disappeared, $600 to $900 million. Now we're told that they found it, but now again they won't say where it is. This looks like theft, and that's what is really driving down the markets and driving down speculation in commodities and other things. He said this is really a serious situation. Then he cuts to Cramer and he cuts to the other people, and they all say, well, this type of thing happens sometimes, and you know that's what happens when you're speculating or whatever. No, this was segregated accounts, and AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Forbes, they've all reported this is unprecedented. That's why investors are freaking out and getting out of the market. That's why people don't trust banks. We've already had all these semi-runs on banks, people trying to take their money out of Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, and others, because they understand that. And some of the banks try to refuse to give you your money. You've seen the attempts to ratchet up all these fees. This is what the cashless society is about. They get to take your money and then not get in trouble. So as this broke earlier in the week, suddenly there was going to be judges involved, and they were going to get the money back. Well, now MF Global and all the little companies it grabbed up, like the one that Salente's been doing trades through for more than 30 years, suddenly they were going to give the money back. Now they're saying, we don't know where it is. And it's just a new situation where you don't get your money back. First it was, you might get a little back, and then no, you'll get it all back. And now, sorry, it's gone. And the funny thing was, and I'm going to Gerald, is that about 5 minutes later, they go to break, and they come back with the host, who's there anchoring, you know, from the news desk. And he goes, actually, just to clarify things, I've researched all these rumors of the money being stolen, and they're just that, they're rumors. We can't confirm. So I just want to say that. So, well, we know the money's gone, and he admitted it was a theft, and that's what's hurting the market. Then he comes back 5 minutes later and was chastised, I guess, behind the scenes in his earpiece or whatever. And it's like, actually, there's nothing to these rumors. He didn't say conspiracy theories. But, you know, the money's gone, but that's just it. So joining us now is Trends Forecast researcher, Trends Forecaster Gerald Salente, who had more than $100,000 taken that was in his account, his money, and he was going to take physical December delivery. And, of course, a lot of people had predicted that you'd see problems in December with delivery because a lot of these companies, they believe, don't have the physical gold. Gerald Salente, thank you for joining us. Give us the latest developments with your case, and then I want to get your take and your expert analysis and breakdown, along with Aaron Dykes, who also rides shotgun with us because I'm on the road. With Germany's secret plans to derail a British referendum on EU, they admit it's a total banker dictatorship, a Goldman Sachs coup, that's Time Magazine, over Europe, but they say how great Goldman will now manage Europe. They'll fix the problems when they literally piloted the problem with all their minions and all the finance positions, prime minister and president's positions, preparing for this takedown. On the way up, they made tens of trillions selling the derivatives garbage. Now they have the government agents they control sign on to those debts and then have the whore media, or prostitutes, you call them, sell the public on it's your debt, it's your fault. And they're telling them, we're taking part of your pension funds, we're taking your money, we're raising your taxes. Sorry if you go out of business. It's our money. Give it to us. So all Hades is literally breaking loose. Gerald Salente.
Yes. Thank you, Alex. Let me first explain, because a lot of people don't seem to understand this. It is like having a layaway plan. You go to a store and you're going to buy something, but you don't have all the money yet. So you just keep adding money into it until you have enough money, and then you go pick it up. Now imagine that you go pick it up and you go to the place where the store was and the store is no longer there. And you put all the money in. That's exactly what happened to me. I was building the account, having planned it out that I would take delivery this month. And kept putting money into my account, building my account until I had enough money. So all those morons out there that are saying what I'm doing, you know, oh, you believe in paper, this and that, you don't know what you're talking about. Number two, I just got off the phone with the broker. Here's the deal. People like myself that had money in the account and the position to pick up the gold, we're getting nothing. Zero. Some people are getting 60 cents on their dollar. Now, here's the big lie. And those guys, I mean, anybody that watches CNBC and believes those little guys out there that are always, you know, sucking up and bowing down to the money men, you know, they should have their head examined. Because here's the deal. The CME Group, and this is a story that we broke with you last night. The CME Group is the exchange that handles all the delivery, the derivatives and the commodities. That's the exchange. Like the New York Stock Exchange handles stocks. The CME Group handles derivatives and commodities. Now, commodities isn't just speculation. Farmers use it. Airlines use it. Millions and millions of people use exchanges and businesses buying futures for delivery. Now, here is what the CEO of the CME Group, Terrence Duffy, said last year. We picked this up after doing research. We pulled it up. This was at a press conference with the former Mayor Daley, who he called his great friend. No customer has ever lost a penny as a result of the clearing member defaulting through the CME Group. That's number one, he said. Number two, and this is the most important part. Since we are the guarantor of every transaction that happens in our markets, we have to guarantee the performance of each and every one of these contracts. To do this, we hold more than $100 billion of collateral to support the transactions that are being done on our markets. Okay, Terry boy, over there in Chicago with your good buddy Daley from the machine, where's the guarantee? I know how to read. I understand English. The CME is either a fraud or this guy's a con or he's a liar. You pick it. It's one of those three because they're saying they guarantee it and we haven't gotten our money and they're saying it's only $700 million short. That's why the markets are falling apart. There is no guarantor. It's a lie, a con, or a fraud.
Gerald, this is news of which the magnitude, I don't even have words to describe. Let me ask you this question. I think I know I'm going to know the answer, but you're on the inside of this now. And I want to go back over exactly what this broker creature was telling you. I want to break this down. If they're admitting that the markets are falling apart, and especially the futures markets, because this is destroying confidence, if it's well known to even a layman like myself who just studies this as a novice, that if you've got money in your account and that it's yours and it says on the account that it is segregated, that is your money. To take that as total fraud, it's the equivalent of wire fraud or basically bank robbery without a weapon. It's a serious felony. I mean, you could spend life in prison for this. So why over 650, 700, 900, we see different numbers. Let's just say it's 700 million. Why over 700 million with a company that has tens of millions of customers tied into trillions in different forms of assets? Why would they endanger the entire structure at this juncture over 700, 900 million, whatever it really is, less than $1 billion? I think the answer is what you said 3 days ago here.
That's right. They don't have the product. They don't have the gold to deliver. And the same thing's going to happen with ETFs. This is a big fraud. This guy is shooting off his mouth saying that they're going to guarantee it and they have $100 billion in collateral. $100 billion and Terry boy, you can't come up with $700 million. So my belief is there's no money in there. My belief, this whole thing is one big scam. Pick up the papers. Look what's going on.
No, Gerald, that's it. This is bigger than Madoff. This is the beginning. There's no doubt, and that's why they, all of them on CNBC when this got brought up, were scared to death like they were in front of a firing squad, Gerald. This is bigger than Madoff, and they now admit the money isn't there. That's why they said 3 days ago, oh, it's there. It's an accident. We'll give it back. Now they're saying, okay, the money isn't there. Just forget about it. You've talked to them, and they say, listen, Gerald, you want your $500,000 or whatever it is. I mean, you won't say it's over $100,000. You're not getting it. I mean, these people are.
You're right. You're not getting it. And the whole thing, how did they come up with this whole idea that they're going to take our money? They took the money out of our accounts and they put it with a trustee. Oh, yeah. Trust that trustee. Who made this one up? As I said, what, did the Lanskys get together with the Capones and we're giving it to this guy? I mean, they just make these rules up as they go along. And here's my big rub. Where's Corzine? Where is he, the guy that brought this company down? Oh, by the way, Alex, betting 40 to 1. That's right, putting down $1 and betting 40 on it. Who gets away with this? The only people that get away with it are the criminals that have connections to the White House and Wall Street.
And let's stop right there.
Corzine was up, by the way. He was up, as it goes, to be the next Treasury Secretary under Obama's new term.
Wow, let me inject this.
Any time. He's still, nobody's going after him. Why doesn't he go to jail until this thing is cleared up? Why don't they get his passport so he can't leave the country? Why isn't he doing a perp walk like you or I would do? Boy, would they love to bring us down. Where are all those tough New York City finest that are spraying pepper spray at old ladies and beating up kids? Where are they? You know where they are? They're nothing more than enforcers for the financial crime bosses as they close off Wall Street. You know, am I losing it, Alex? Yes. Just like Jesus Christ did. The only time the man of peace lost his temper and pulled out the whip was to beat the money changers out of the temple. And the temple in this country has become the banks. We must bow to the bankers. Look at Fox. They run this piece today about, oh, poor Corzine, oh, falling down from his heights. This is what got Christ angry, and boy, it has me angry. And everybody out there, I don't care what company you have your money with. As I said, Raymond James, Infidelity, Charlie Schwab, if they go bust, you're going to get the shaft. You're not going to get your money out of the bank. Read the headlines in the papers. The banks in Europe are coming up with all kinds of schemes, trying to figure out how to keep this Ponzi scheme going. And you hit it. You nailed it, Alex. Those little boys on CNBC, they know it's a Ponzi scheme. It's collapsing. They can't come up with $700 million to quiet this thing down.
Unbelievable. But Gerald, that was my question for you, is that some people spend this, about the 33,000 customers that have had their life savings stolen in many cases, many of them widows, you name it, out of just plain old cash accounts where they take a delivery of cash in their accounts. This will destroy confidence. And it's not like he went and invested with Corzine, who's betting 40-1. He came and gobbled up the established company you'd been using since the mid-70s. But here's my question then. Why are they letting this happen now? Why have they just decided to hide this in plain view? I mean, even if they can't come up with $700 million, you know the Treasury could go somewhere and scrounge up $700 million in gold. Have they gone ahead and decided to set the precedent now with this and test it and see if they can get away with it? A. B, I don't think they're getting away with it. Everybody I know, including myself, I've got to decide with the operating capital we've got in the business account to run my radio TV system and my 35 employees, I've got to decide what to do with that because it's true. Even though I've got it in some local banks and things, those can't be trusted because they're all tied into this. I mean, they are literally pulling out all confidence, and I don't see how they're going to spin this and how they're going to get away with it. I mean, why did the one host, Gerald, the actual anchor at the news desk, say this is theft, plain and simple, it's destroying the markets? He cuts to the guys. They cover it up. They cut back to him. He goes to break, and he comes back and says, oh, no, nothing's going on here. I mean, and by the way, again, they all look scared, Gerald.
Oh, yeah, they're scared. As I say, you've covered the bases, Alex. It's those possibilities. It's number one, they can't come up with the dough, just like Bernie Madoff couldn't come up with it. It's a Ponzi scheme. Number two, yes, they're setting us up. They're seeing what public reaction is going to be. And number three, the whole system is collapsing. Look how they tried to promote. They brought in the saviors over in Europe into Greece and into Italy, the Goldman Sachs gang, to run the show. And by the way, the Rothschilds would be jealous to see what the Goldman boys have pulled off. This is far greater than what they've ever done. We got the Goldman Sachs boys that have been in the White House, running the White House. We got them from the Treasury. You know, they're all over the world. You know, this is huge. It's collapsing. It's collapsing, and they're going to keep trying to prop it up. They can't come up with the dough. Yes, it is fraud. Yes, it is a con. Who's behind it? And there may be other people behind it. And that's what we have to, we will be, maybe never find out. To me, that's one of the reasons why they're quieting this down. This is a lot bigger than anybody knows. To risk the whole commodities and derivatives exchange for $700 million, it's ridiculous.
Stay there, Gerald. Well, as you know, Reuters admitted the CFTC chief is in business with Corzine and had to recuse himself 2 weeks ago. So we don't know what's really going on. We'll get Aaron Dyke's take with Gerald Celente straight ahead on the other side. This is big news. It affects us all. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, obviously, Gerald Celente is very, very busy, but I noticed that the fact that this money had been stolen wasn't admitted until Tuesday and Wednesday when Gerald went public. Before, it was just a bankruptcy, and yeah, they're figuring out the accounts and things. Then it's, okay, don't worry, we've got the money, it's in a trustee, you'll get it later, and no, you'll get some of it, now you won't get any of it. An incredible precedent, ladies and gentlemen. And all the pension funds, everything, is in one way or another tied to all these derivatives and all this garbage. And now, if it's a pure cash gold account, it's Gerald's money, and they just take it, Nobody is safe, and that's why the markets are going down. And the host today admitted that the emperor has no clothes, and then somebody spanked him during the break, and he came back on CNBC and changed his tune. Now, continuing, you heard the last break. Did you hear the ad that I cut 3 months ago?
Yes.
Where I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the plunge. The technocrats are taking over. We're going all in. The battle is about to start because I can see the convergence. Things are going crazy right now. Aaron Dykes, this is a short segment, but do you have any quick questions or comments for Gerald Celente?
Well, I just find it very telling. I didn't realize that they were planning to tap John Corzine for the next Treasury Secretary. I mean, who knew it could get even worse than Geithner, a direct protege of Robert Rubin and Larry Summers, the guys who busted Glass-Steagall, the former Federal Reserve head of the New York branch. Now they've got John Corzine. And there's quotes here from Obama talking about how he was a supporter back when no one knew how to pronounce his name, and yet Obama, you know, does the posturing as though he supports Occupy Wall Street.
And it's all Goldman Sachs people and all these fake conservatives that demonize Occupy Wall Street when it's a diverse group, you know, calling them communists and stuff. What about the mega banks stealing and destroying everything? Gerald Celente.
I want to read to you yesterday's headline of the Wall Street Journal, because everybody should listen carefully so they know what's going to happen. It's right here for everyone to see. Banks face funding stress. European institutions resort to potentially risky swaps to generate liquidity. London, European banks increasingly concerned about their ability to access funding are devising complex and potentially risky new deals that enable them to continue borrowing from the European Central Bank. The bank's moves, which include behind-the-scenes swapping of assets among financial institutions, could heighten risk across Europe's already fragile financial system. It says it right here. This is white shoe boy language, but they're going to come up with any scheme they can to make up another game to steal money from anybody they can steal it from to keep the Ponzi scheme going. This is the Wall Street Journal. This is Rupert Murdoch's newspaper, and they're saying the thing is in the process of collapsing.
And no doubt they've already swapped your money. That's what's happening. And, folks, they're going to feed everything into the black hole, as Webster Tarpley and others have said. It's impossible times 100 to pay back all these fake derivatives that we don't owe. They're going to feed everything into it, Gerald. How do we stop these criminals? Go ahead and just pull everything out now while we still can.
As I've been telling you, I keep pulling my money out of the bank. And that's why it was in this also, this other place, MF Global was to take delivery. So, yes, I would not. Again, we have to look at really what's going on and bring it into the bigger picture. I've said this over and over again. The MF story is only one part of the bigger picture. It's a takeover. It's a takeover in every sector.
Stay there, Gerald. Got to go to break. We'll be back in 1 minute. 20 more minutes with Gerald Celente and Aaron Dykes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.